is slow your roll, slow your roll. And then that leads you down this path of self-awareness to then, even if you don't know, to begin to discover what you need for you. And so starting to listen to your needs. If that's like going to get ice cream, good. If that gives you joy, but slowing down and stop, just stop. We just all just stop. Need to stop.
Well, and this is really interesting too, because the ego is fast. So when you're in ego, you'll know everything's fast in your life. And it's just like, you're talking fast and you have pressured speech. But when you're in spirit, when you decide to read, and that's all a choice, right? That's that free will choice. When you're in spirit, everything's slow.
Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. I'm your host and superfan, Andrea Ritter, and this season is our global family reunion where we will explore transformation, health and wellness, and how we can unite to save our planet. We hope you are inspired. Thank you for joining. Today on the podcast, we chat with one of our amazing wellness retreat weekend guides, Therese Shanley. She is our soul life guru, and she's checking in with us about what's happening on the planet, why we might be feeling anxiety, and a toolbox that will help us to slow our roll. I am so thrilled to share this episode with you and can't wait to see you November 11th through the 14th in Beaver Creek for the Wonder Wellness Retreat. Sign up now at wonderhealth.com. Welcome everyone to the Wonder Life Podcast. We are with our dear friend, Therese Shanley, who is truly our soul guru up in here. I always talk about be your own guru, but she can help us get to the be your own guru. So welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great to see you again.
It's so great to see you. So I always like to check in with you. You are our resident Mother Earth and connected to the universe and the Holy Spirit. What is going on right now? Because the frequency, as we were talking about before, is running really.
Yeah. I just think, you know, things are really beginning to actually line up, but still, we're still having a lot of clearing going on. And we're shifting timelines. We're shifting as a planet, and it's all for the good. And these are growing pains, but you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, like just in the collective consciousness, that is creating a lot of kick up, right? You know, when the ocean begins to roar, it kicks up the bottom of the ocean, and the water can get a little bit muddy. So I think that's what's happening right now. I just think there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of anger. Collectively, unfortunately, and nobody likes to talk about this, but we all experience it when we get in our cars and we go on the highway and someone's trying to run us off the road. I mean, it's just different. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I'm sure everybody out there does.
I do. I've totally noticed a change in frequency, and I'm like, okay, like I'm not sure what it is. And I've been feeling this undercurrent since everything shifted a year and a half ago. I really have, but like, even like being in my own body and like seeing out, I'm like, something's happening and I am not sure exactly what it is. I do think that, it's interesting. There's a lot of polarization around various issues, and I'm not even getting into all that because I frankly don't care. It's absolutely irrelevant. We could be polarized on red and purple. it's a distraction, from the truth of who we are. And to me, like what I'm feeling is I'm feeling anxiety, and I'm feeling like that frequency of one side against the other. And I'm like, when are we going to get a hold of ourselves and decide what we think so that we can be in peace within, so that we can be in peace without? That's really where I'm coming from. And you can hear, like, I hear myself speak, because I'm like, don't try to put me in your box. And I feel like we have so many categories of we're trying to like get woke or be woke, or, you know, you are who you are and I want you to do this and that. And it's like, well, that's just another box,
right?
In my mind that people are trying to put other people in. And it's like, get free, y'all. Like, yeah. It is time to get free.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think it's great. I mean, when we talk about spiritual expansion and spiritual growth, and we're doing that as a planet, and we're doing that as a collective, and we're doing that as humans, at some point it gets to a point where you just have to get really real and really honest with yourself about what's working in your life and what's not working in your life and what's resonating with you and what's not. And I think everybody's finding a new truth of what their choices are. And I think I would like to reemphasize, I always teach this, but the biggest law in the universe, the strongest one, is our self-will. And it's great that everybody exercises it, but everybody doesn't have to have the same decision. People can make different choices, you know? And I think it's people are just full of anxiety. They're full of anger because there's just so much. There's so much information. TV, radio, just conversations. If you just go out in public, I mean, it's all just too much, really.
It is. So what do you think, if we go back to that, like anxiety, which is really like the root of that is fear, right?
Absolutely.
So, and then the anger, the root of anger is fear.
Well, people don't feel safe. Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of people's first chakras are really getting ruffled. Because, you know, everybody has a different array of things that are going on in their first chakra. I mean, the first chakra of the earth has something going on. I mean, it's evolving for the better. But it if you do anything to trigger that first chakra, that's your safety. And so you're going to get reactions and you're going to get overreactions, and your nervous system, whether you consciously decide that you're anxious or not, your nervous system is going to feel it, especially if you're sensitive. And so the thing that I have noticed is, like, I feel like every person, it's like microcosm, macrocosm again. It's basically like each person has to be responsible for their own emotions, their own emotional frequency, their own energetic frequency, and their own reactions. And so, you know, it's a personal growth thing, but it's also just, what do I do when I feel like this, when I feel so ungrounded and I feel unsafe and I feel angry and I feel all these emotions that are happening that I have no logistical reasons why they're happening? What do I do? So
yes,
I wanted to shed some light on that and give us a really quick little toolbox.
Yes.
To do. And the first thing that comes to mind always is when you start to feel yourself getting elevated, you know, you're not taking deep breaths, you're not thinking clearly, you're very ungrounded, you're anxious, you're reactive. The first thing is to slow everything down. And, you know, if you can, and I feel like everybody can, slowing down the pace of your life, making things completely simple, kind of like wiping the chalkboard clean and going, okay, what do I absolutely have to do? What do I absolutely need to focus on? Because like you said, there's so much distraction happening right now that we're like, our little mind goes, oh, you know, and we just go off on a tangent and getting distracted from where we need to be focusing. And where we need to be focusing is just slowing everything down, because everything, the ego is spinning off into the light so quickly that it's really ungrounding for us. So if we just slow our nervous systems down, so how do we do that? Slowing down the pace of our day in any way possible, you know, going through your schedule and saying, what is absolutely necessary that I have to do? Everything else has to go. Or for like a weekend, if we have plan after plan after plan, and we have all these quote, quote obligations, it's just like saying, time out. My nervous system is talking to me. It's telling me that it's overloaded.
So take off. Speak to that a little bit more, because some of us might not know what that feels like.
Yes.
So, and you're a nurse, which I love so much because you can get into the physiology, which everyone can deal with science, right? Or yeah. some people can. So what does that mean when you're like feeling the nervous system?
Yeah. So that means your nervous system is overstimulated. So your fight and flight is just really amped and everything is go, 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 or just reacting or just like not able to really calm your nervous system down. You want to pull in the parasympathetic, which is the rest and digest. So to be able to do that, literally it does start with your body. When you're feeling that anxiety, you're feeling your blood pressure go up, your heart rate go up, your thoughts are racing, your breath is fast, your thoughts are fast. Everything is fast. And so for me, like I said, lifestyle, number one, slow down the pace of your life in any possible way you can. Cancel your plans on the weekend and just be. There's an imbalance in between doing and being, right? Breath work. Like if you really work on a practice of twice as long exhales as inhales, that will tap into the physiology of the parasympathetic, which is the rest and digest, which will automatically just tell your body, you're not in danger. You're not in danger. Everything's fine. Your nervous system begins to relax. Other things that are easy to do as well, eating regular amounts of protein every 3 to 4 hours, eating food every 3 to 4 hours, cutting down on your caffeine, increasing things like matcha tea that are so much better for you and the energy is so much more efficient and organic. You know, the nutrition is a huge part of it, which we will be talking about in our retreat. There's so many things you can do nutrition wise to make your body feel grounded. I mean, when I'm feeling ungrounded and I'm feeling super stressed, I just feel like the way I take a deep breath is having a big cheeseburger.
I love it. Do you have a favorite place?
Oh my God. Five Guys. Yeah.
Oh my God. They're so good. They're fries. I'm a fry freak.
Same.
And love a fry.
Do you feel grounded after you eat like
a potato
and a potato? Like talking root vegetables. We're talking things from the earth. I mean, yes, it's fine if you're a vegetarian and you just eat vegetables, then eat more protein, eat more legumes, eat more
and this is Ayurvedic too. Yeah. I mean, I keep talking about Ayurveda, like I know what I'm talking about, but it feels intuitive to me from my past life as an Indian and from India.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
sure.
Like, this is the root though. There's something about that. And yeah, eat meat or don't eat meat, who cares? But like root down.
And then like the root, right? The root vegetables, the rutabagas, the turnips, the potatoes, the sweet potatoes, but enough protein. And then eating that, like every couple of hours so that your body is not stressed, you know? Yeah. I just think that is and warm foods, and that's huge. Ayurvedic, especially as we move into fall, having those warm stews that really ground you, you know? What do you do? I have my clients when they're in a really anxious crisis mode and for different reasons, it could be trauma, it could be whatever. It's like, I try to tell them, why don't you journal about what soothes you and grounds you? And people, a lot of people, especially empaths, don't know what grounds them and soothes them. Mm. So to really contemplate that. So for me, it would be like, if I'm feeling super amped, like I'm like, okay, it's time for the breath work. It's time for more meditation and prayer. It's time for a couple of baths a day that have lavender, Epsom salts. You know, that's super grounding. Being alone.
I love being alone. Being quiet. I really do.
Yeah, being quiet, right? How often are we like having a quiet walk through the woods? Like that's like a really special thing that people have to do, you know? Self-care needs to be increased. Your outdoor time needs to be increased and clears and soothes your aura. And then I always tell people, only do what is absolutely necessary and really treat yourself like a newborn baby. Like just, what do you need?
I love that.
You know, and weighted blankets and meditation and soothing music. We don't realize, like, we've got phones going, we've got computers going. It's like you could create a spa in your own house.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the soothing music that's the like high HZs. What do they call that music?
Oh, the Hertz. Yeah. Hertz. There's a bunch of that on YouTube, actually. You could you know, look for like meditation music or a healing music. And a lot, and the frequency is in those. It's binaural beats. And so there's frequency that's put into those to actually, I think, address your nervous system directly, calm it down.
Yeah. And so I will do that as well. It's so funny because I really look forward to getting on an airplane because I have this little app that has binaural beats on it. And I will just put in my headphones and tune out the entire plane and just let the binaural beats, because it does change your brain chemistry. If you download the app of binaural beats, literally it's got stuff for anxiety, like depression, anger, confidence booster. I mean, you go, if you think of any mood you can think of, even they have one for being hungover.
Well, that is brilliant.
Yeah. And it's just amazing. And or they have theta waves or delta waves that just literally over your brain and just calm it.
So what you're really talking about is being mindful about what your frequency is doing in any moment. And if you are feeling like you don't enjoy where you are, who likes anxiety, that we become addicted to that feeling. And so we're like in it. And so we don't know how to get out of it. But what we're talking about is going, I am here, accepting where we are, taking a deep breath, and really being your own guru and shifting that vibration to another way. And so you're talking about having tools.
The tools. And the thing is, a lot of people want a quick fix. And listen, a lot of people have to work at a really super stressful, loud job where they can't be alone, where there's constant chaos, there's constant noise, there's constant interruption. It's really stressful. So you have to be able to say, okay, I'm off work. There's going to be no phones. There's going to be no TVs. I'm going to light a candle when I get home. I'm going to have this really healing music on. And I am literally going to be disconnected from the feed and just do self-care and baby myself. What does that look like? Only you can tell yourself what soothes you and what grounds you, right? And during that time, it's like you get to know yourself on a whole different level. Our culture is so addicted to the go.
Yes.
That, I mean, I have had times just because I'm always upgrading in my frequency, and that's not always easy. It can be very disruptive to your nervous system. So there are times where you just all about respecting and listening to your body. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm feeling really amped. And so I need to just be alone. I need to take a day. And then if that day doesn't work, then I need to take another day of just being quiet, having meditative walks. It's really whatever resets your nervous system. And sometimes you have to experiment with that. I also think, honestly, natural remedies, essential oils, always good. But I really am a huge believer, if you can get some really good, no THC CBD.
Amen. You know, I've been preaching about CBD for years, and there's a reason.
I have some things that are from my guides and my angels that I get things intuitively from and when I'm working with clients, and I'm going to share that with you now. And then after that, I want to talk about respecting our rhythms, right?
I love that.
I just channel my guides and my angels and force. And I said, like, give me some great insights to how do we treat the anxiety? And they told me some really interesting things that are just so cool and so simple, which is, that's just how the universe is. Like, you know, we think it's so complicated and we have to like, do all this stuff. And really, things are just really simple if you receive them. And that's another thing I wanted to say about the anxiety, is that when we're in anxiety mode, we're in doing. And what really our nervous system needs is to stop and receive. We receive peace. We don't do peace. Does that make sense? So it's this receiving posture that we have to have, where it's this trusting posture. So anyway, so this is what my guide said. They said camphor. And I look everything up, and of course, it's just right on, right? Camphor. It's an oil. It's a essential oil. It's a smell. They used to use it for medicine. camphor will decrease anxiety. Crystal jade. Jade is very calming to the nervous system. Piano in keys D, G, or F.
Oh, wow.
Potatoes.
Love a potato.
Thai massage and walking on the back. You know, do you ever have some of those ladies? I get one like all the time. Thai massage where they walk on your back. It's so grounding. Especially butterflies, meditating on butterflies, rocking yourself. Like in that rocking motion really, really soothes you. Bodies of water and just receiving the peace within that. Or even water fountains. Dirt, the mud baths, the minerals in the mud baths. Alabaster, drumming. And then Ziva, Ziva, Ziva meditations.
Ooh, what's that?
They're just meditations to really ground you. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I got from my guides and angels. That's what's in my little toolbox.
But I love that. That's so wonderful. So the big thing that I've taken away is slow your roll, slow your roll. And then that leads you down this path of self awareness to then, even if you don't know, to begin to discover what you need for you. And so starting to listen to your needs, if that's like going to get ice cream, good. If that gives you joy, but slowing down and stop. We all just need to stop.
Well, and this is really interesting too, because the ego is fast. So when you're in ego, you'll know everything's fast in your life. And it's just like, you're talking fast and you have pressured speech. But when you're in spirit, when you decide to read, and that's all a choice, right? That's that free will choice. When you're in spirit, everything's slow.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Slow your roll.
Yeah. And find your natural rhythms. Go with what is your body is telling you. We always listen to our bodies, right?
I love that. And I mean, to me, the bigger piece of this whole thing is really about, like, we are here to do our work and to actualize the vision of light on the planet and to elevate and to do our purpose and to love our brethren, one, and love one another, and give people the space to have their own thoughts, to be who they are. And so if we can go on this journey of quiet, I love what you said when we were on that Instagram live about, you know, what did you say about meeting your peace?
Our retreat is an appointment with peace.
An appointment with peace. Like, who does not want that? And this is not about anything other than like the appointment with peace within yourself so that you can then live and serve your purpose. Like, we are here on this planet in this moment because we are to shift a consciousness and to do our work and then to move on to whatever we're supposed to do. And so if we can slow our roll and to release that anxiety, so that we can evolve and do our part.
We have to do that to evolve. And another thing I want to give our listeners, just reassurance and a little hand holding, because when you have anxiety, it's really freaking scary and it really can throw you off, is to know that you're really not in any danger, unless you are, right? But it's just that amygdala, it's that old, that's that primal part of our brain that is telling us that we are actually in danger because we're so stressed, right? But we're actually not in any danger. And so that's one good thing to remember, or even say out loud to yourself, is that I'm not in any danger, and I'm going to manipulate my body with my breath and take my bath and do all the things I know that actually just really slows down my nervous system and just really grounds me.
I love what you said before, like, treat yourself like a baby. Yeah. And like with babies, we want babies to self-soothe. Yes. And so soothe yourself. Like, you're the only one who can do it. So whatever that means for you and the most healthy way you can, do that.
And every choice every day, like, slow down your speech. Like, instead of having, like, you know, two double espressos, maybe just have a matcha today. Or, you know, and then see how your body reacts. It's like trial and error. It's like, oh,
that actually really felt soothing to me. I think I'll do that more often, right? Because we just get into like a cycle of things that we do that like all of a sudden is not resonating with our nervous system.
Yeah. This, as always, Therese, is perfect timing. Like truly perfect timing for me. I love it. And I know it's perfect timing for everybody else. Therese is at unfoldingdivinity.com. You want to connect with her because she is your homie. So, as always, love you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is such perfect timing. I can't express it with words enough. I'm just so happy about it.
Yeah. And my shout out to my sister, Andrea. She is a mastermind, man. She's wellness and wholeness and the Holy Spirit all in one. And yeah. And if you ever need me, I can do intuitive readings. I can do spiritual and energetic healing on a soul level.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
This has been an episode of the Wonder Life podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. You may find us on social at wonder.life, at wonderhealth, or at wonderhealth.com. And that is wonder with a U. Stay tuned for our upcoming launch of the Wonder Wellness Academy, where you and master teachers connect to elevate your minds, bodies, and souls. This has been a Speak.Studio exclusive.